You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You want to talk about dog poo, do you?
I think so. You know, we like to take our little Goldie Fawn around the block almost every night and get her out for her little nightly walk. And, you know, as a dog will do, she'll occasionally take a grumpy, as Johnny Depp would say, and you got to pick it up. And, you know, if we're far from our house, you don't really want to walk around with that little bag of poo. So, if you spy a neighbor's trash can, do you walk over and throw the poo in the trash can? And that's always been a question in my mind of, should you do that or not? Nicole's fine with it. She'll go and toss in somebody's trash. I'm like, I don't know if we should be doing that because that's not our trash can. And I always feel like, you know, that is going to stink. And if that family there does not have a dog, do they really want to open up their trash can when they're going to put their stuff out and smell poop? But yeah, it is a trash receptacle, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of communities struggle with this, and they have different laws and different rules.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, it's also, to me, a matter of, has the trash been collected? Because people roll those, they roll the bins out to the street.
Yeah.
And if you put it in before it's collected, to me, it shouldn't be a big problem. But if it's already been picked up and the bin is just sitting there,
that's,
and now you're throwing poo going to sit in there for a week?
Done that many times. You hear it go thunk, 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 thunk in the bottom, you know, because it's completely empty. And I'm like, somebody's going to roll that back into their garage.
Yeah.
And now they've got poopy in there that's not theirs.
Yeah.
And there's that legal thing, right? Like, if your trash is out on the curb, it's fair game, essentially.
It depends, again, on the community. There's some communities, because I was writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer. Jeremy and I were reading the story this morning. I think it was down in Florida where they were, like, people were fighting over it. So some cities consider trash bins, you'll like this, Jeremy, to be abandoned.
Correct.
So
yes,
that means
fair game.
Anybody can put anything in there.
You can go through people's trash if it's on the curb.
Correct. In some communities. Again, it depends on local law.
Correct.
And then others consider it theft of service because the people whose bin you just used, they're paying to have that picked up. So therefore, you are
stealing
their service.
Correct. But like in my community where the trash is included in the HOA, I would assume it is fair game then for everybody because we're all chipping into a community pool so we could put trash in whoever's trash can we want.
Yes,
I would think. I even have a hard time, like if I've, you know, reached my limit of five bags or whatever and I've got a sixth bag of leaves sitting there, I have a hard time walking across the street and shoving it into somebody else's trash can. I just feel,
I feel like
I'm stealing somehow.
What do you mean limit on bags?
Well, like in our community, you can have one bin and five black trash bags. So you can, like, you know, put leaves and stuff in the summer, you know, grass clippings.
Somebody goes around and counts them?
No joke. Our trash people will take a picture if you have too much stuff or things are too bulky, and then they will email you and you will get fined. That's how strict they are. So if you have six
bags
out there. Sure, yeah, you get the contractor size bags and have these giant bags out there.
You're allowed to have five of those?
But they will go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, there's six, and they'll send you a picture. Very strict in our community.
You know, it also comes down to the, you know, you can go up and ring the doorbell and ask the people, do you mind if I throw my dog poop in your trash bin?
Yeah.
I think when you put people on the spot like that, if you'll pardon the pun, that they will generally say, yeah, that's fine. But I could imagine a few neighbors saying,
no,
please keep your dog.
Don't do that.
And here's another way of looking at it. Not everybody is a dog owner. I know that's hard to believe in Colorado, but there are plenty of people who are like, I don't want your dog's poo.
Well, that was, yeah, that was my argument at the beginning of this. It's like,
yeah, in there because
in there.
I don't have a dog.
There's no,
so
there's never
I
been poo in there.
Pick up, you know, I shouldn't be responsible for collecting your dog's excrement.
So honestly, what I've kind of resorted to is what everyone should just kind of adopt is just kick it out into the street.